The ruffed grouse, Pennsylvania's state bird, has been spotted in the state. The state flower, the mountain laurel, blooms all over. And the official tree, the eastern hemlock, grows in Pennsylvania without a doubt. But there's some question about the state insect.
There was no one that could really say with any degree of certainty that this species, Photurus pennsylvanica, named presumably for the region of Pennsylvania, was indeed in the state.
That's Dr. John Rawlins, Associate Curator of Invertebrate Zoology at the Carnegie Museum of Natural History in Pittsburgh. He says the elusive insect is a half inch long, gray and yellow, and has a pinky red front end. It lights, but not very brightly, and like other fireflies, it's soft to the touch.
It has very kind of big, sharp, pointed mouth parts. And in fact, those mandibles, those jaws that it has, are part of its equipment to be just what it is. It's a predaceous insect that flies around and eats other insects. So this guy's, well, these fireflies are killers.
Rollins says despite its character flaws, he'll search until he finds his beloved critter. He's asked the state of Pennsylvania for a $33,000 grant to prove that the insect actually resides in state.
In Pennsylvania, we know with good solid evidence of about 20 or so species that occur. And then there's about another 20 or so species that have to occur here because they're right across the border in Maryland, Delaware, New York, and adjoining states.
One problem is that until firefly larvae develop, scientists can't determine what kind of firefly they'll be. Rawlins wants to show that the state insect can experience an entire life cycle from larvae to adult in Pennsylvania. He wants to verify that adults aren't just tourists flying in to visit.
We begin to gather specimens from as broadly across the state as we could, especially in those areas near the southern boundary where this number of potential firefly species is large. We are proposing to actually look at the DNA of these things to be able to distinguish between the species very precisely, and also use these molecular methods to be able to tell whose little baby firefly are you each time we come to a new one in a new setting.
Dr. John Rawlins is certain he'll get his funding, even in tough budget times, and he's pretty sure Photurus pennsylvanica will blaze on, unquestioned, as a native Pennsylvanian.
Shine, little glowworm, glimmer, glimmer, shine, little glowworm.